an AppleViz original.
Yeah, I dropped mine in the shower recently and it got all wet and I was like, you're fine. I didn't drop it. Let me correct that. It slid down the bathtub. Like, you know, the back of the bathtub kind of has that slope. Geez. It was on the corner of it, and I hit the shower curtain, and the shower curtain hit my phone, and it just went sledding down the back of the tub and spun around the drain. And
like, where is the corner on your bathtub? That's what I want.
The corner. I don't even know how I just said that. Sometimes I do that, and it makes sense. I'm like, I can logically see how I said that. But that one, I don't know what I was trying to say.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a haptic on my phone, though. I can go...
Yeah, and it's way more fun with an AirTag.
Do that again for us, would you, Tom?
Instead of like a beep, beep, beep,
we're professional podcasters. Who made that noise?
I did. I was purring for you guys.
Oh, I was going to let them just guess.
Yeah, see?
I don't do sound effects. I've noticed that. Tonight, you guys have been all over the sound effects. And I'm just,
Yeah, do that one more time before we leave. The unlock thing that you
do. Oh, okay. Hang on a minute. All right. I don't know if I can do it.
Oh.
Okay. Hold on. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
That was so good.
I absolutely love that. That is so good.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello there, and thank you for giving our podcast a listen. Welcome to AppleViz Unleashed for April 2021. Everybody is back for this month. Yes, yes, we have Mike Malarcy. You're back.
How are you? I am. I'm good. It's good.
Thank you for coming back. It's great to have you on. It's just like a hole. It's like, it's not the same without you.
I know. Yeah. Life just sometimes happens and you're like, I'm not even at my house this month. I don't know what to do.
Where are you?
I'm in my house now.
Oh.
Yeah. I just traveled down the mountain last month for a while, but now I'm back up the mountain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm here. just barely.
And a good old Randy.
Just barely. Oh my gosh, we have all been so busy with stuff, and I know that sounds just ridiculous to you guys, but we really had a hard time getting together this month.
Well, that's a good thing, you know. For me, the job has just been upticking for me. I don't know why. It's just like some months are just absolutely crazy, some months are just kind of diddly-diddly, but this month was absolutely crazy. The plus, you know, of course, I had to go back down to Florida to my happy place. That's my happy place. I have a shirt that says My Happy Place, Disney World on it.
Yeah, well, I'm really busy too, and my happy place is... it's in my...
Where is your happy place?
In my bed.
I'm nervous. I was going to say that for me. That's mine too. Like, the day ends and I just fall into bed and I'm good.
Same here.
Go in the closet by yourself and just sit on your little tuffet and just that's your happy place?
Yeah. It's a little quiet.
And while we are talking about stuff like that we had talked about before, I have a little tip for you guys about the A-Lady, so we'll get into that.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I can't wait.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because we got the rest of this whole darn show to do here.
Exactly. We'll just kick it off, guys. This is April, which means this is the birthday anniversary for Apple. And Apple turned 45 years old this year. I was thinking, wow, I was a little tot 45 years ago.
Man, and here I am like, I hope I make it to 45.
Exactly. And Randy over there, he was probably shaving the whole nine yard by
45 years ago. you know, I think I was like 23 then. In fact, I know I was. And I was out of school and I was had my first job already, and I was well on the way to becoming a full fledged normal adult.
I love hanging out with you guys. Because I hang out with my kids during the day, and I feel old. And I come here, I just feel a little bit better, so thank you.
So you, when you're with us, you feel better?
Yeah.
You're sick. Sick man.
Yeah. it's a stress reliever for Mike.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. It's just to relax.
The only reason that we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is to relieve Mike's stress.
I appreciate it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Last year was crazy for everybody. This year has been crazy, and sometimes you just need to take a little off.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys like our audio? I hope so, because we are really doing good here on the audio section, I think.
We have moved over from Zoom to something called CleanFeed. We just simply thought that the audio quality was better. And thank you for Jonathan Mosen for pointing me this direction. So it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Nice. At last, guys, iOS 14.5 has dropped. I didn't think this thing would ever be released. I have never seen so many beta being dropped for a kind of a 0.5 kind of a thing. It was like, man, there was like, I think, 8 betas.
Should we talk about our favorite things that we like?
Betcha. I was going to say, you probably have heard that this is like a bigger than usual of a release. And we've been talking about this for the past few months of all the features. And I've told you all these different things. However, there was a little twist to this release that kind of surprised us. And I was like, wow, they actually released some new Siri voices. Mm-hmm. And this was, oh my goodness, nobody had saw this was coming. And so, okay, so go ahead and tell me what you guys think of 14.5 and what do you think of the new Siri voices. Have you tried them?
Yep, nice and stable. And let me tell you, my experience with the new Siri voices, all right? Mm-hmm. When you use one of them for the first time, you actually have to download the voice. And I gave it a really good shot. I really did, honestly. So they've changed all the, now they're non-gender specific.
Mm-hmm.
They are using numbers for y'all who don't know what I mean. You guys need to do some reading up on stuff. And those of you who do, it's kind of actually easier to remember numbers instead of names, I think. That's just my opinion. You know, they're doing the right thing. I don't really care. I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, that's good. It's good, I guess. But I'm using numbers now. So I used number 2 for the voice that I liked. And I thought, yeah, it's okay. Now, the second time I used it, I went, I'm not sure. It's a little bit lower pitch than I'm used to hearing. And when I put on my my iPod Max, I usually say, "Hoy Siri," and she'll go, "Mm-hmm." And now she goes, "Mm-hmm." And I use it for a while and really try to, send a lot of texts and things like that. I went back to number 4.
Did you really?
To the usual Siri voice. Yep. For me, it's just easier to hear. And because if I do a long list of, like, number 2 was talking a lot. And I thought, so she we was talking about my son, and it was going like on and on in a low pitch, and I didn't like it. So I switched back to the usual Siri voice, which is number 4. That's my whole diatribe, and I just like it better. And I'm not afraid to change. I just prefer it. Shut up. I'm really not.
He just kept, all right. And what about you? Did you play with it, Mike?
I haven't been able to update it yet because I haven't been around the internet since it dropped. I want to. I listened to, because there's recordings all over the place of what the new voices sound like, and I'm always curious to try them. I usually end up, like, my Siri voice always ends up on the British female voice just because I like that one, usually.
Can't say female voices anymore. No. Nope.
Well, whatever that one used to. I don't have 14.5. I don't have to play by those rules. I'm still in 14.4.2, so it's a British.
But you can't say male or female anywhere in the world now.
It is getting confusing, isn't it? One of the British ones, the higher pitched British one. I use that one. for the most part.
Okay, so going with you, Randy, that's not the first time I've heard that. I've heard people that tend to like voice number two better end up going back to voice number four. They just said it was because they said it was a little louder and a bit clearer. Yeah.
And Thomas?
Yeah. Yes.
It sounds more like a girl.
Now, Randy, let's not go down that road, okay, man? This is
a
gender neutral world and voice one, two, three, and four. I have my Siri to voice number three, and I like that one. I love the sound of when I send a text and stuff. It's just like really emphasize the punctuation.
You're saying you like the sound of a male voice better?
Like the sound of voice number three better.
Come on, maker.
I was using voice number one before, and voice number three is my go-to Siri voice. Now, I could not. I tried using the voiceover just for those, and I could not. It just wouldn't work for me. It's just not. Wasn't doing it for me. It was cutting for me. So
yeah.
But
I have a student that likes voice number four better who was using an Android phone. She says, you know, I like that voice, and I like the things that you do with the phone and what you can do and all the neat things. And oh, you know what? I'm really going to get called on this one, but you know, as usual, I don't care. But a lot of people, a student that I'm working with is going to switch from Android to iPhone just because she likes the accessibility of some of the things. Now, I know where we're going with this. I really do, but mm-hmm. Remember, it's her ear and her perception, not mine. So she loves seeing AI.
But hey. It's new choices, and I like new voices. Mm-hmm. And I was so surprised because I wasn't anticipating. We pretty much have all the Neuron's voices, not all of them, but most of them. There's still a few out there that they haven't brought over. But anywho, so if you want to hear these voices, if you have not heard about them, anything like that, I have released a podcast, What's New in iOS 14.5, New Siri Voices. Be sure to check that out and give a little demonstration of each of the voices per using Siri and use them for voiceover. And also, if you have an Apple Watch, be sure to set that up to unlock your iPhone when you're wearing a mask. That is huge. That's probably my second most new feature besides.
Same here. Yep.
I also did a podcast on that. Shows you how to set that up. It is awesome. It's so nice not to have to enter a passcode every time when I'm wearing a mask, especially when I'm with a client. You know, I was like, oh, I have to enter every time because it times out every 3 minutes or I'll lock it. Now it's just like, boop, it just opens up. Mm-hmm. The Apple Podcast app, totally revamped, guys. I don't know. You guys got to check it out. I did a podcast on this as well. It is very similar to the Apple Music app.
You don't have a life much, do you?
I don't. When it comes to beta testing, I got to do all this stuff. I enjoy
it. So it's better? Is it? It's worth using now? I mean, no offense to those of you that enjoy it. I'm sorry. But I hate that podcast.
This is why they want you back.
I'm sorry. I just don't like it.
You know what? I hate it, too. That was previous. Now, I will say this, Mike. It is not. If you're using Downcast, Castro, or Overcast, it is not like that at all. So it's something that you have to get used to. It's totally different. It's something that Apple wanted to do something different. That's the whole point. Now, do I like it? Actually, you know, I was just so close of just going with Apple Podcasts from now on. It was that close.
And now?
Yeah, it is really good, but you got to get the hang of it. So if you just hang in there and play with it, you'll see what I mean. If you use Apple Music, it's identical. It's like, wow, this is really similar. And I like that experience because I've already used Apple Music so much.
Okay. Yep, I'm going to give it a shot then. Because I've been using Spotify more because we've talked about it a million times, like every single month. I'm like, my favorite podcast is over there. But I've been using it more. and I'm getting the hang of it. And it kind of makes sense. There are still things that drive me nuts about it. It's the layout's weird and the podcasts are hidden under a weird tab on the third tab. But once you get the hang of it, it's okay. But
and now I want to mention here that I have finally, you like this, Tom, I finally swapped over. You are talking to a convert from Spotify.
I don't think Mike was around. Yeah, he's now an Apple Music guy.
No, but I made the full switch as of what, day before yesterday or yesterday? And let me tell you, one of the reasons that just shoved me right over, I was using both of them, just trying to figure out which, you know, where, what I liked. And I liked some, you know, I liked it so much, I just couldn't switch totally because I had a lot of my faves there and stuff. And what ended up changing me over, I sound weird about that, changed me over. What finally converted me, well, that doesn't sound good either. What finally made me turn to Apple Music totally was they raised their rates. Spotify did.
That's a good reason.
They did.
That's a good reason.
Well, I liked the sound of Apple Music better on my AirPods better.
So Spotify increased their monthly payment?
Yep. So I went, okay, bye.
Wow. How much is it now for a family?
Well, it would be $21 a month for...
Oh, whoa.
Including taxes and things. I said, no, not doing it.
Wow, that's like $6 more.
That's crazy.
Very good, Tom.
It's, what kind of is crazy is that, like, even when I was young, I used to go buy CDs all the time. And when you think about, like, $21 in a month on CDs, not a big deal. But now, like, the whole kind of experience is so different. I feel like people who were born in the last, I mean, like my kids, they're not going to have any idea what it's like. I mean, they have to buy DVDs now because there's no internet here. So they get that experience. But you know, not having to just go buy CDs and have like the one good song and then the 14 really crappy songs that you hate, but you had to spend $12 on the stupid thing for one song.
Then you play the song over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. And then like by next month, you hate that song because you've heard it so many freaking times. Mm-hmm. And that, yeah.
Yeah, I had my handy dandy calculator. Was that quick or what?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really, really good. Yeah. But seriously, I know I jest a lot with these guys, but I really like Apple Music for a lot of reasons.
The other cool feature that I really like, guys, that were in here is the app tracking transparency. Now, during my beta, I didn't get to see this in action, but I just got to see this in the past couple of days as apps gets updated, like Microsoft Outlook, for example. It got updated, and then I just was going into the app, and there it is. It's this pop-up that says, hey, we would like to track you if you don't mind, and this is the reason why we want to track you. It's kind of weird because it's like they gotta give these reasoning why, you know. They're saying there was this one app that says if we are able to do this for free because the tracking, and if you do this you might have to pay in the future, and it's like trying to make you feel guilty, kind of the thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then it'll just say don't track me or go ahead. And so you'll start to see the pop-up for that if you have your settings.
I can't wait to say no to all of them. Can't wait.
Yeah, one of them says we do share information with Facebook. I said, well, that's a good reason why I'm gonna say no.
Yeah. Oh, that you just convinced me. You said the F word, I'm out. No way.
Yeah. It's interesting because they had a little information tidbits on this, and they're saying on average per app, they have an average of 6 trackers in each app that tracks you. I was like, good Lord, 6 different trackers. Yeah. So I knew it was a big business, but I didn't know it was that big in harvesting personal information, because it was like, oh, $227 billion is what's in this ads business. So I'm curious how much that will disrupt that services and business.
If they do... If anything tries to track me from now on, then I'll just say no. And then people will say, then the app will say, okay, we're going to charge for the app, right? And if they do charge it, I'll unsubscribe from it. I don't care.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'll just not use it. I'm totally fine with that.
Well, it's you know, that's quite possible. I mean, we don't know. It's still new. It may be they may do a subscription, or maybe future people have to pay for the app. I don't know. It is something to watch
now,
and
for
consider.
Work reasons, I must have it, so it's absolute.
I mean, there are some things that I would willingly pay for. Like, I mean, Apple Music, I pay for that. Spotify is paid for as well. Like, there are things I bought Overcast, and a lot of them have, like, the donate buttons that I'll go and do. I have a bunch of different creators and stuff on Patreon that I pay because I appreciate what they do. But I don't want my life and my movements and the things that I look at and the things that I do to be built into a profile. I think it's sold around the world and is part of that $220 billion industry. I don't want that.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you, Mike. If I feel that I like the service that much, I will either donate or buy it so I can get the experience without you tracking me, kind of a thing. So I can get my privacy back and people don't know as much about me. So I'm good with it. I am too. But it's early. But anywho, if you start seeing that, you'll know what's going on. And I was just like, oh, this is so nice. So I saw that and I was just happy as a button, and when I push a button, no, don't track me.
Yeah,
don't touch this. Now, the adoption for iOS 14 is an all-time high for all iOS at the same time of any each year, which is now over 90%. Which is, I was surprised that iOS 14 is the largest or the furthest adoption of all of them. The second running up was iOS 12. And I was like, wow. I suppose, I don't know. I'm not sure how to think of that. I would think the earlier versions of iOS was probably got the adoption were faster. I don't know. It's just that one kind of surprised me. And just to see that iOS 14 was the fastest and the highest, that says a lot. So they got a tall order ahead of them when you get 15 out this coming up summer. Now, this week we had a keynote, guys, a spring loaded. And a lot of you, if you don't know about it, you've been under a rock. And there's lots of things that came out of it. We're just going to just kind of do a short summary of this. If you want the full details of the keynote, listening to the AppleViz Extra number 81 that had David Nason, myself, and Michael Hansen as we dove into it. And we did something a little different this time. We went into the Clubhouse and did the show there live. Have you been into the Clubhouse, Mike? I don't think we've talked to you since this Clubhouse craze.
No, I have a text message with an invite link. I was like, I'm going to get back to that in a minute. And I saw it again today. I was like, oh, shoot, I was supposed to get back to that. I forgot. No, I haven't. I've heard about it. But
it's really cool, though, really.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, a lot of people are saying they like the Discord way better. I think the traffic that I've seen, it seems like Discord is the place to go. But the Clubhouse is really awesome for us. It's so accessible, so easy to use, and it's strictly audio. But it went really well. We were surprised how well received it was for our live cast on there. I think people enjoyed it. So we just went ahead and recorded and did our keynote on there. But the keynote itself, guys, this year was only an hour long. And it was just packed. And it was just so fast paced. There were like four products mentioned within 20 minutes. The first 20 minutes was crazy. It was like, and we have this. And then we have this. And then we have that. And you know, when you listen to it, they were getting really good at this virtual stuff. All this acting and this when Tim Cook was in this all this attire where he was like a Mission Impossible kind of a guy stealing an M1 chip and he puts it into the iPad Pro. It was kind of silly but kind of cool at the same time. But the keynote kind of checked off all the things we've been talking for months and on in what to expect this spring. And there was a few things that weren't mentioned and some things that were mentioned. So they had the Apple Card family sharing that came out, the podcast subscription, which we talked about, the purple iPhone with a purple case, Apple TV 5th generation, iMac, and the iPad Pro. And then lastly, at last, everybody was waiting for... Dun, 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 dun. May I present one more thing. AirTags finally showed up. So out of all those, what did you guys get excited about, any of those things that were announced or mentioned? Or
I'm interested in the AirTags for sure, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I had the Tile, and that thing, I had nothing but horrible experiences with it, and I want something like that, and maybe these will be... I mean, I read the whole thing about them. We're like, hey, don't worry, if someone slips this thing in your pocket without telling you, it'll end up letting you know. Like, it seems like they've put a way more work into them than I thought that they would have. It's kind of fun. I'm excited about it.
Are you going to get one then?
Yeah, probably.
See,
I don't know what I'm going to put it on, but
we'll figure it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about you then, Mr. Andy?
I am excited about the AirTags. Now, I don't have them because I don't lose anything.
Yeah. Wow, you're going to make that statement. I'd never lose anything.
But
yeah, true. I got kids. I'll just set something down and go back to get it, and it's gone. I'm like, who? Yeah.
I'm the same. I cannot remember where I put my iPhone, like, well, you know, where I put everything. I just gone.
See,
the only gripe that I have is you buy a tag, and then you got to go buy something to attach it to.
Yeah, I saw that they're going to have their own leather rings and like all of their little accessories. I'm like, you freaking no. Those are going to cost me like $25 for a freaking Apple branded loop. I'll figure something else out.
But how can you, though? It's part of it.
I don't know. I'm going to figure something out. Duct tape.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Gorilla Glue it onto something that nobody will ever lose it, and the kids won't be able to knock it off because it's Gorilla Glued on there. But I get what you're saying. When I first heard that, I was like, $29.99. Oh, that's awesome. But you can get a key ring with that for $35 extra, or this beautiful loop for $30. I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean a loop? There's no notch or any holes that you can put your own loop on it. You had to buy the accessories.
Yeah.
So in the end, I felt better because when I saw Amazon were selling all these accessories for the AirTags for a fraction of the cost. There's a gazillion of them out there for cheap. Oh, there's tons of different things you can. So there's a ton of companies that are now allowing you to buy things. I like this because, you know, so I can just have one AirTag and I can buy the accessory what I need for it, and it'll be specifically used for that. So it's not like I had to buy a small, medium, or large Tile to fit different things. This is just a one size, and then you buy the little piece that goes with it. But you know what? You don't need a loop or anything. If you are planning to put in your billfold or in your backpack, I mean, you don't need anything. You just slip it right
in
there. Yeah. It's just when you need to attach it, I suppose. Now, I had some really good ideas. The guys on the clubhouse, we had a gal that was telling us she would like one on her blind cane because she's always misplacing her cane. And I thought, that's a brilliant idea. And then I had a guy on Applevis say, he always ends up losing his Roomba. You know, it gets stuck somewhere, and you don't have no idea where it's at.
Lord, be quiet, Mike.
And so you can put one on top of the Roomba, and then you can be able to locate. I thought, this is a brilliant idea. I think, as I mentioned before, once people realize what you can do with it and where you can put it, I think people will like it so much.
Having said that, Roomba has its own retrieval system.
You mean like it has its own, like you can tell it, where are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a haptic on my phone, though. I can go.
Yeah, it's way more fun with an AirTag.
Do that again for us, would you, Tom?
Instead of like a beep, 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 beep.
We're professional podcasters.
Rimbash duck. Rimbash duck. You know, she'll tell me, like, I am on a cliff. And I go, what do you mean you're on a cliff? And she's like, you know, she's wrapped up on an extension cord, and she kind of lifted herself up. I'm going to leap to my death. I'm on a cliff.
Scared.
Yeah, it's like, oh, brother. Just back up. Roomba is kind of funny. You got to have everything off the floor for that thing, right? Because it'll run over. Even, you know, dog stuff,
waste. I've heard those stories.
Man. Yeah. So, air
it
tags.
Happened to me, it did.
Yep, me too. air tags is something I'm definitely going to try. I don't know what I'm going to use it for. I'm like Mike. I just want to try one. And then from there, we'll figure out what would we use it for. I think the AirTag is going to be a huge hit. I really do. I think a lot of people are going to absolutely love it, and everybody has a use for it. So the Finder thing is going to be so cool. If it's like that precision thing on U1, chip goes...
So,
I love it on the sound effects.
Not a bee. So, it's not a bee.
Would you guys like use your phones, do you think?
Would I hook it? No, I mean...
No?
The phone,
I can
ping it with my watch, but you're right. I mean, I am being a hypocrite. I'm saying, well, you don't need the Roomba to tell you where it's at. I can just yeah, I guess you're saying, no, because it'll be this big, ugly bump on the back. Now, if there's a case where I can, like, put one on it, maybe, but it'll make it that much thicker.
And I can't glue one of those things to my phone.
So you got the naked phone thing too. Okay.
Oh yeah, I've been anti-case for years.
Wow. Okay, so it's just like a thing. There's a couple people I've talked to recently. It's like, oh no, I'm a naked phone person. I don't use case. I was like, wow. Okay. You guys feel that good about never dropping it? Because I've dropped it. I do really my best, but I probably dropped it 2 or 3 times in the past year. So I have no remorse.
I've dropped my phone once in years, and nothing broke. So
wow,
see,
no Apple Care, no case. I like to live dangerously.
Ooh.
That's me. Yeah, I dropped mine in the shower recently, and it got all wet. And I was like, "You're fine." I didn't drop it. Let me correct that. It slid down the bathtub. Like, you know, the back of the bathtub kind of that slope. It was on the corner of it, and I hit the shower curtain, and the shower curtain hit my phone, and it just went sledding down the back of the tub and spun around the drain. And
where is the corner on your bathtub? That's what I want.
The corner. I don't even know how I just said that. Sometimes I do that, and it makes sense. I'm like, I can logically see how I said that. But that one, I don't know what I was trying to say. I'm a mess, guys. I'm a mess.
Well, at least we all know now.
You shaved it, and she was fine. She got over it. She forgave you.
Yeah.
So speaking of Care Plus, they do have some new Apple Care Plus that's being now offered for the first time ever. We have the Apple TV. So if you own an Apple TV or you purchase an Apple TV from now on, you can actually get an Apple Care Plus for that. So it's $30 for a 3-year warranty.
But why? The TV's going to just... sit on the table for the rest of its life.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I don't know anybody that's had issues with their Apple TV. And it's like, it's just there. It's just behind my TV. I never see it.
It's right in the corner.
Yeah, and it's just like...
Sometimes your children will take it out of the corner and you'll catch them walking around with it. That happened here recently. Of course, ours aren't being used because there's no internet, but...
Wow, they picked up the whole TV unit and just took it with them?
The whole Apple TV, yeah. I just found it behind my nightstand today.
And they just unplugged it and everything and just took it with
them?
Yeah,
there's no cords on it. It's just the box itself. I'm like, that's where that went.
Why?
Man, I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's crazy.
I don't know. This is what kids do when there's no internet. They're like, let's just take this box. I don't know what it's for. But
plug it.
This will make a good door.
Yeah, probably something like that. I don't know.
Let's just keep my door open.
So one thing I don't know is what is the fifth generation like now? I don't know much about it. I got to be honest with you.
Really? Mm-hmm. When I was looking at it, it's like, this is no different than the 4K that they got now. I mean, still the 4K. Of course, it got way faster processor. Has a new Siri remote, and I think that was the big thing, and they're trying to push people. Is got the new Siri remote with the Apple TV, so it's not the old remote that we come to hate and love, whatever your relationship with your Apple TV remote. I never had any problem with it. Some people absolutely hate it, but apparently they redesigned the whole remote. So,
what's it like now?
It's supposed to fit in your hand better, doesn't it? I'm pretty sure. Exactly. I'm mixing my articles. There's like a curve to it, so it's supposed to
fit in your hand a little better, and has a lot
like
more buttons.
Is it like a touch glassy thing now, like it used to be, or is it buttons?
You know, my understanding has more buttons on it. Still had the little magic area, but you know, I haven't touched one, so, but you know, I've only heard what they describe. But I think that was a big selling point. And no, it's not a whole that much difference than the old one, other than it's just newer.
So I have a Fire TV. Should I get one or not, do you think? What's the opinion?
You know, it's $180 for a new Apple TV, okay? Mm-hmm. I think the accessibility on it is awesome, but I'm happy as a clam with my Roku. That's only cost me $30.
Yeah, that new remote alone was $59, I believe.
Yeah, $60 for the remote.
Backwards compatible, but still $60 just for the remote.
I was like, wow.
I'll wait until my Apple TV walks off again, and then maybe, but...
Yeah, we just bought a new universal remote, I think, for like $6. It works on Apple TV. So I was like, I don't see the point. I was like, okay, well, this works with it too. And I have the third generation. It definitely needs to be updated. No, I don't have any... Right now, we have no interest in updating it.
I have a third generation, too. Will that work just fine for us instead of going to the, you know, the fifth version?
See, that tells you. I think a lot of people are in that same boat. Now, I know there's some people who are excited for it, and they're going to be updating. I think if you're a heavy Apple TV user, then I think you should. We're just not – we don't use Apple TV that often. It's solid. I will say that. It's solid. It never has a bug or a problem. Sometimes my Roku, I have to reboot it or unplug it, put it back. We have had problems with it, and I never had that issue with the Apple TV. So that's one thing it has going for itself. But anywho, the new Care Plus is for that. Also, this is awesome news, and I was really excited to hear about this, is that if you own a Mac, they now have – they got rid of – a limit. So you used to be able to just get 3 years, I believe, and that was it. And now in the U.S. only, and I don't want know why they do this specific for U.S. only, but it's indefinitely. So you can pay yearly of a Surface Pack for your Mac every year if you want it. And I thought, you know what? That's almost worth it. If something goes bad on it within 3 or 5 years, my hard drive goes out or something like that, if you want to keep that thing for a long time, that's not a bad idea. And this thing will have to replace all that. So I don't know. This covers accidental, everything. I thought that was huge. Do you have AppleCare, both of you? Have you guys ever used AppleCare or ever bought it?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Nope?
I have not.
I don't either. You know, they always ask me for my phone. I'm almost like, I should. But really, I never have any problems. It's not that I don't drop it. It's just that I have never had to shatter my screen. I guess if you're accidental prone to things like that, and then I can see why you want to do that, especially if you have kids.
Not that it probably applies a whole lot to the audience here, but like if you're a construction worker or, you know, like if something in your day-to-day takes you somewhere where there's just a lot more hazards that you're going to be around, totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Your phone or something like that, but.
Totally agree.
In general?
Yeah.
Don't really need it.
Yeah, if you just lay around the house like I do, you don't.
Yeah, like, oh, I dropped it on the carpet again. What am I going to do? Roomba, get my phone.
Now, heads up, everybody. It looks like Apple is starting to catch up with Apple as we're starting to see this COVID start to take a hold of Apple. And we're going to start seeing some products being kind of slowing down in terms of availability for the next year. Apparently, there's this big squeeze that is coming. Apple even officially announced that there are going to be some constraint on production on new products up to coming. So they never had this problem the past year, and that's what made them do so well this quarter. But I think it finally started to catch up, as is seen in the keynote. It was in April instead of March, which we haven't seen that for like 8 or 9 years. I can't remember the exact, but it's been so long since it had an April, and it was obvious that they didn't have the things ready to sell, so they had to wait as long as it could to April. And then we have the Apple Keynote just to find out the new products like the Apple TV, the Mac.
You can't get.
You can't get. It's not even placed order yet. And if it, when it does go in order, that you won't receive until the latter part of May. Instead of, you know, they always said we're going to open up this Friday and it'll be available a week from Friday. Not this time around. This was a big change for Apple, and I think that's, they're starting to see that, and I think that's why we saw a delay. So the Mac, the iMac, and the iPad Pro that they announced is going to be limited. So I think it's going to hurt Apple in long run, because you're not going to be able to get a hold of things as easily and quickly as we used to. And some of the products that was very noticeable that weren't mentioned that we were all kind of expecting to see, because they typically do this in the spring, and that would be the MacBook. The 14-inch and 16-inch was not announced at all. And the iPad, just the regular iPad. The AirPods that we've been talking about, the 3.0, was also not mentioned in the keynote. And it looks like those, none of those are going to be available until summer or the latter part, the second half of the year. And even when those do come out, my understanding, they also will have some extreme limits of how many of those will be available. So they'll be very difficult to obtain. But the good news is that the iPhone 12S is coming out this latter part of the year. Will not have that problem. Apparently, they have enough parts, but it will be tight. But they will not have the same fate of their other products. WWDC is coming up, guys. I'm excited as always. Oh my gosh, I circled this down. It kicks off on June 7th, and that is a day I am going to not miss. So this is day we always find out what's going to be in the upcoming iOS, and this is going to be all online only once again, so there will not be any person attending to the WWCC. But I am really, there's not been a lot of news in iOS 15. Now, typically, every iOS release before WWDC, or I should say the past few years, we have heard so many different things we can expect with the upcoming iOS this year. Whoa, it has been totally tight and not very much in details. And we've been talking about how Apple has just been cracking down on these leaks, and it is very apparent that their iron fist is coming down when it comes to these things. So I have gotten a few things out of what we can expect in iOS 15, and I'm going to run these by you guys and just tell me what you think of this. So what we know so far, there will be a new redesign of Control Center. I was like, say what? So apparently they're going to redesign the entire Control Center as we know. There were no details what that may look like, what we would... I'm okay with that. I don't like how things are separated. Like, there's this airplane mode, the wireless at the top, and right smack in the middle is this media. And then down the bottom was the widget that you were able to add. And I never could figure out, why can't I have the widgets I really want towards the top? And because, you know, Bluetooth, I never turn on and off, and it's up there. And I was like, well, I'd rather put something else up there. And I
shouldn't the bottom be the important part, though? Because that's where your thumb kind of is already, as opposed to the top.
That's so weird, because, you know, when I... Well, that media kind of takes up a huge real estate space. You ever notice that?
It's I hardly ever use it, because I'm like, this is just weird. I don't
the layout either. I don't ever use the page, pardon me. Sorry.
Oh, did you take another drink?
Another shot?
Yes, I did.
Yep. down.
Anyway, did I just snort? I think I did. Anyway, page number one, I never use. I don't even go there. Isn't that weird?
So you guys don't use the Control Center much?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No. The only time I ever actually look at that is when I do it by accident. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot you're a thing. Get out.
That is so odd. I don't know why. I'm in there often. Not like every day, but I am in there more than I think I am.
What do you do in there?
Yeah, what do you do in there? Not your media.
My biggest thing I use a lot is the do not disturb right in there. So every
I would
time,
just tell Siri.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you could do that.
That's what I do. Just go, hey, Siri. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that never occurred to me. I know I just go swipe down. And I know it's about 3/4 of the way down. There it is. And I just double tap do not disturb.
Just tell Siri to do it.
Yeah, you did that at the beginning of the show. I was like, wow, that was quick. I'm impressed. But most of my stuff, I only have like maybe 10 apps that aren't in the, like thrown off into that bin of apps that I never look at because I just use Siri for most of them.
Huh. Well, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why they're going to redesign the control center because people don't really use it. Maybe they're going to bring that up. But nonetheless, that's one of the things that's been rumored. The support for dual biometric, that is huge. What does that mean? That means if they're already leaking that in iOS 15 and discuss about it, that means one thing, guys. That means the authentication will be now with Face ID and Touch ID. You know, we've been talking about how the 12. We wonder if they're both going to be on there. And it sounds like it is, because if it's in the iOS 15 and people are leaking it, then we know that it's coming for sure, officially.
I will never use Face ID again, ever, 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 ever.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious if I actually will, because I think of all the times back in the day when I used to just unlock it with my thumb or finger in my pocket. Wouldn't even take my phone out of my pocket.
Yeah, it'd be kind of. I'd be curious if you get to be able to use one or the other, or do you have to have both?
I hope it's both. That'd be amazing.
Well, if you have to use both, like you have to have your Face ID and touch, and I know a lot of people.
Oh, that would be awful.
Yeah.
No.
I hope.
Oh, no.
Oh, now I hate this. I was excited 10 seconds ago. No.
Why don't you just shut up, Thomas?
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, but what if? I would imagine you could be able to use the and or. So in other words.
Sure that's what,
they,
yeah.
They couldn't go that way. They couldn't.
I mean.
They'll give you the options, I think. I hope.
They better. Yeah, surely they will.
Yeah, I think they will. I think
okay,
they will
but
give
don't
you
call me Shirley.
Shirley.
Surely they would. Shirley.
Don't talk about my corner. I'll call you Shirley. Yeah.
The other mention is a new redesign of the lock screen. Now, again.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm not a big fan of the lock screen. Once again, there's a lot of clutter on there, I think. If they allow us to kind of customize how I want my lock screen, that would be beautiful. Not tell me what I think I need on there. I mean, do you guys... I mean, the only thing totally. I really use is my notifications. I just open it and check my notification. I mean, it's nice.
Same here.
But
you got to unlock it. You got to go to a different screen to unlock it. I just hate that.
Well, it kind of makes sense because the control center and the lock screen are pretty much alike. It's identical. And so that makes sense. If one gets changed, the other one has to be changed. I don't like how there's the media player right smack in the middle. Again, it seems like it shows all these things that, hey, you may be interested in listening to this. And I said, I haven't listened to that for like months. Why are you suggesting that to me? So I feel like I do a lot of text explore. So like Mike said, I'm able to just open up Control Center and I know exactly where it's about here. Oh, there it is. Do not disturb. Bam, turned on. I do the same way on the lock screen. It just become kind of a memory where I'm supposed to touch.
Isn't that weird how we just use our phones, differently?
Yeah. I mean, do you just quickly open up your lock screen and just go past it real quick, or do you actually use it?
I never look at my lock screen unless I am specifically either forwarding, or rewinding something on Spotify, because like the skip buttons or like 10 seconds. So if I want to go faster, then I just go to the little slider guy and fast forward very quickly. Mm-hmm. That's literally the only time. If I'm not doing that, as soon as I look at my phone, unlock, open it.
I get so used to these noises all the time. It's like, okay, that.
Yeah.
That was good. I don't think I could read.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I study hard.
Now, I'm really excited about this. Now, they're talking about totally re-updating the notification. This is something that I'm really curious about.
Are they going to make it work?
Well, it'll now be able to let you, allow you to customize how you want to be notified, as in different times. Like, if you're in a current activity, if you're driving, working, sleeping, and other things. I thought, now that's pretty cool. Because when I'm at work, and when I'm working, I want the notification to be a little different. And that's why I'm always hitting the do not disturb. And so if it can automatically sense that I'm at work, I don't know how this, I mean, how would it know I'm at work or driving? So I'm curious.
Well, they'll have a special tracking app for that too.
Well, I wonder if it'll be on the lock screen. Like, change my notification to this.
Might be.
Or maybe you can set it like do not disturb right now, where you could, like, my work hours are whatever, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. So just in that window.
And for me, it would never work because I change my work schedule every couple of days. It's weird.
Huh.
I'll bet, though, you could probably just tell Siri, like, hey, I'm at work.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I would like that. That way I can have... That would be awesome if he allows me to do that. If I have to schedule it, then it's not going to work. It's kind of like the do not disturb. I have to schedule it, or it's just on and off. I prefer to have a quick button of that right on the lock screen. I can just change it working, and then I can unselect it, and then it just it's back to normal. And that does everything that I need. That would be cool. So that is something that we can expect, and hopefully that'll pan out. We also will new further squeeze in the privacy sector. You know, we were just talking about the app tracking transparency. It sounds like they're going to do even more. What it is in details, we just don't know. This is kind of weird because a lot of these things were very vague. And typically we'll have demos and YouTubes and all sorts of stuff of these leaks. Not one leak I have seen on YouTube or anything about this. So this is so vague. Not to say that I don't think these aren't true. I think they are true. But I think they're just scared of showing people these things because where Apple is coming down. But anywho... with the release of the iPad Pro with that new M1, guys, I think that means something bigger than we thought. That meaning, I think the iPad OS is going to get major update in iOS 15. I think that because the M1, the iPad OS has to change to take advantage of that huge processor that they put into it. So I think we're going to see some major changes. Now, some of the things you're talking about is major improvements to the home screen on iPad. We got that last year with the iPhone that didn't go over to the iPad. The widgets that we got on the iPhone, well, the iPad will now get that. And I think these widgets are going to be a little bit different. And I think it's going to be a little more powerful than we are able to use and take advantage of the iPhone. But I thought... I am going to put my limit to say I think we'll see some big changes to iPad OS. So I'm excited for WWCC. So June 7th, circle that down. I can't wait for that keynote. Now, I don't typically do this, guys. I really hate to talk about rumors for next year, especially when the phone, iPhone 12S or whatever you call it this year, hasn't been out. But I thought this was big enough news that we should talk about the iPhone 2022 because there's some big, big, big things. Not that the 12S isn't going to be big if it comes with a Touch ID. That's going to be huge already. Both, I mean, we just talked about how much we love that. But it's a very unusual move for Apple because they've been stuck on this camera thing for 12 megabits for years. And so the new rumors is that the lineup is going to have 40 megapixel camera on the Pro models. I was like, whoa. And it will be able to film 8K. So I think the 8K era is about to enter into our lives. So
that's crazy. That's so much. So many Ks.
Well, it's, you know, have you seen the price of an 8K television? It's not cheap.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, holy geez. You know, it's like they're kind of pushing us to 8K already. It's like, wait a minute. When the prices come down, maybe. So, you know, Apple got to be the head of the curve, and they're trying to be up there. And so they want to introduce this 8K 40 yeah. megapixel. So I can see that happening.
People are going to look so good on TikTok next year.
Oh boy.
That's just what the world needs.
The other bit of news, I thought, well, this was not a surprise, is that the iPhone mini that we've been talking about, the 5.24 inch, I think it is, will not be coming back in iPhone 2022. Will be gone. So we will be back to something that I think we should have done in the begin with iPhone 12, is that we will now have two 6.1 inch phones and two 6.7 inch. And that, as we know now, the iPhone 12 Pro and the iPhone 12 Pro Max are 6.1 and 6.7. I was surprised that they didn't do it on the lower end, and that's what they're going to end up doing. So you can get a big phone, a 6.7, at a lower price, so it doesn't have to be the Pro price. I think that's going to be huge. Now, I did say that about the Mini. I thought that was going to be a gangbuster, and look with that. I was totally wrong. That was a major flop. I didn't see that coming, guys. Did you ever think the Mini would be that bad?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
I wondered, because everybody, I mean, a lot of people do everything on their phones, including watch TV. No one wants to watch TV on a tiny little screen. There's a reason that Netflix doesn't have an Apple Watch app.
Hmm.
People want,
that's true.
People want a big.
I mean,
maybe
do you,
remote control or something. But
I mean, did you guys think that there was a market for small phone for some people? I mean, it seems like everybody wanted the small SE, and that's why I thought it was so big.
Just killed it is what happened.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Randy. I think that's what killed it. I think people would have loved it if it wasn't so bad on the battery.
Yeah.
But, you know, my wife is one of those people that loves her max size phone. That's why she always gets the max. But she hates that price point. And so she can get a lesser price point. She can care less about the Pro version cameras and stuff. She just wants the max size.
That kind of describes me too, because I don't care about all the features really, like that, like the camera and that kind of stuff. I just want the bigger phone, bigger battery.
I see this being.
I did hear the speaker is going to be better on the new phones too. I did hear that.
Gotta. Hey, any improvements they can make to the speakers, the more the welcome. I would love to have awesome microphones and speakers to it. But you know, I think the low vision folks out there that listen to this cast are going to love to know that the Max is not just designated for the Pro line, and I think that's going to be big too. But we'll have to wait and see. But I was like, well, should I talk about it? Well, sure, let me talk about it. I think that way people know what's coming up, so when iPhone 12s comes out, you can just kind of like, but I really like the max size, I want to wait. I don't know. It's just some things to think about, and those are the things that we're hearing. The next thing is, we kind of touched this before, and I think Apple is pushing the boundary on this. And I for myself, it's important to me because I know. So what am I talking about? So Apple announced that their Apple Music is now going to match 1 cent per stream for artists. Why is that such a big deal? It's huge because they are trying to give more money to the artists themselves, get them more money in their pocket, right? Give you a comparison. So Spotify gets 0.5 of a cent per stream to 0.3 cents per stream, depending on what tier service you have with Spotify. And to say that Apple will give twice as much to two-thirds more towards artists, and that hits me home because my son is an artist himself. He's a musician. And if he makes X number of dollars, he can get double that amount for Apple Music. But, you know, it really comes down, I think, when it comes to general users, are they going to care? Not really, because they're getting what they want. And it's like, if I can get Spotify to do my music, I won't care. But if it matters to you that these money are getting more to the artist's hands than, I mean, that's the whole point of Tidal, if you guys remember Tidal.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that until you just mentioned it.
Well, that was the whole point of Tidal. Tidal was like they were spouting, mm-hmm. say, hey, we give way more per artist stream than anybody else. And that's the whole point why Tidal was out there. Now we have Apple Music doing it's very similar, and if not a little bit more than what Tidal's offering. So I said, wow, that says a lot.
So, yeah, and the world's kind of starting to open back up. So if you love whatever band, go see them and go see them live. Go to a concert. Yeah. Buy a shirt. They love that stuff.
You know what? That's where the money's merch. At. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah. You hit that on the head, Mike, is that it isn't so much they get the money from the stream. Yes, that's helpful, but their real money is at the concert. Their tickets,
go to the show.
And the merch is where they get the money. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a lot of concerts starting to pop up for me. I saw they're starting to pop up from August and on. I was like, oh my gosh, all these bands are coming back.
I can't wait.
Oh, I can't so either. But, and we will discuss one last thing before we move on. That is, I'm going to quickly go through the Apple fiscal second quarter. Man, it completely smashed the Wall Street estimates and prediction. My gosh. It didn't surprise me, but there were some eye-boggling numbers. I'm not going to go into details of the numbers. I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense, but what makes sense is how much more have they gotten over year over year. So it got an incredible 54% year over year. That is huge when it comes to money. 54%.
If I invested some money and I got a phone call, hey, 54% increase, I'd be like, are you kidding me? That's freaking amazing. I'm stoked if I get like 10% now. Like, that's great.
Yes.
For me.
I mean,
57?
In a typical year, if you get 5-10% growth in a company, that's really, really good. But 54%, here's some more boggling numbers. Here we go. iPhone. 65% up from last year. 65%. Whoa, that was huge because, you know, it's been kind of flat. You know, they stopped giving out numbers because of that reason. Now it's like they're probably like, oh, I want to give numbers out again.
Yeah, suddenly they're super into it.
iPads up 78% from last year. And grab something solid and ground yourself. Mac was up 71%. Now, you remember in the past I talked about how they maybe crack 4% over a year or each quarter. 71%. I was like, so Apple was just totally flabbergasted to see all their products so high up there. It is incredible.
Yeah.
Now, the first time ever, or I should not ever, but the first time in the past year, they had never kind of estimate for the next quarter. They still expect double-digit profit or up, but the wearable is starting to wane. I was surprised to read this the other day, is that they were going to cut down 25 to 30% down on the AirPods production, so it's starting to wane down dramatically for the wearables. However, the watch went way up. So it's kind of like they got a good area of products where one thing is doing good, one thing is doing bad, and then with this goes bad, this one continues to go up. And so they got that going for themselves. But with the production woes and stuff like that, it makes me wonder. I think there's going to be a bubble. I think we are going to depart a tippy top that Apple can get. I mean, this is... There's no way they can keep this number up. And I don't expect that, especially if a production is going to be cut down and things are going to be very limited to get. I think these numbers can only come down. So this is kind of the high point. And it was good while it lasted. I'll just put it that. And
yeah. I mean, I think everybody's been at home. And I have nothing to base this on. Everyone's been stuck at home. So they've been upgrading their stuff and, you know, getting back to school online, doing all these sorts of things. And now that the product, because I've got a friend who just remodeled their entire house. And even from the beginning, which was like last year until now, the like getting material in general has become a very difficult process and getting more and more expensive. It's like the supply issue is hitting everybody in kind of all aspects. So now that's catching up. It's absolutely going to have an effect because everyone's been stuck at home buying the new stuff. And now all the pipes are getting clogged.
It's just incredible because, you know, reality. It's like Apple was never touched, but now they are. Yeah. I've even heard that Samsung is not even unscathed either. It's like everybody is getting hit hard. I was just reading some weird things like chicken wings are in shortage, ketchup is in shortage.
It's just, I'm fine with that. Not chicken wings, though.
I was like, chicken wings? Wow. Yeah, it's just wow. So I can only see numbers coming down, you know. And let's go into what is new in this month, AppleViz news. You know, guys, this year has been great for games. I don't recall such a year with back-to-back games released like this. So making the third part of this year alone, first one was the Space Wave Race, which I absolutely love. Then came Blind Drive, which you have to play that. Now comes along a new game called Sonar Islands. Have you guys heard about this game?
I've heard it. I have not tried it. I have not played a game at all in months.
Eons.
Not a single one. I love games usually, but not for a while now.
Have you heard about this?
No, I have used Blind Drive, of course, but not Sonar.
It is very unique. So you guys remember the game Fear? Sure, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. It's by the same company that makes Fear. What makes this really cool is a multiplayer online game, which is extremely unusual for a game of this type for us to be able to take advantage. So this game is driven all by audio. You have to have a headphones. And I'm going to be honest, it's not easy, but it's challenging as heck. So you have this island that you create. So there's treasures and there's obstacles. And so you have to fortify your island because other people, other blind users, can raid your island and steal your treasure from you and things like that. And I thought, oh, this is so cool how they did this. It is totally unique and different than any other game I've ever seen. So this is like, wow, just like Blind Drive, I have never seen any games like that. Our first adult rated kind of games, and now we got this multiplayer online game that we never had this degree. I highly recommend you guys download it. It's free to play. It does have a subscription. If you seem to love it that much, it allows you to be able to take advantage of getting more points and treasures and things like that. So definitely check it out. I love this a lot.
I love the concept of it. It sounds awesome.
It's just so different.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything like that before.
Right.
Rob some people.
Well, that's why I like Dice World so much, because it's a multiplayer online game. And I realize it's just a dice game, but we don't have any other game like that.
There's not a lot.
No, and I really... So to be able to... I wish we can do... there'd be clans and stuff. That would be really cool if we can have clans. Wouldn't that be cool to have clans on the Sonar Islands? I think they will grow on this, but it's definitely probably going to be, if I had to pick, that would be the game of the year so far. If I had to pick of the three, I love that one the most if I were to pick it.
All right. I'll give it a shot.
It is tough.
I'm intrigued.
Awesome. And then beyond Apple news, this is interesting, and I want to get you guys' input on this. Now, first, Microsoft discontinued Cortana on the iOS and Android. And the reason I bring this up is because if you haven't heard, Microsoft bought out Neuros. And why that's a big deal? Well, Siri, that we come to love and know, uses Neuros. And so are the voices that you hear on JAWS, NVDA, all these things, your voiceover voices. Those are Neuros voices. Now, of course, Microsoft bought Neuros not for the voices of course. What they mainly bought it for is that they got a good tap in the health sector, in the health industry, where they want to tap into. They want to be like the kingpin of Medicare or medical records and things like that. So we're going to see some big changes when it comes to Microsoft keeping track of doctor's offices and things like that for medical databases. So I think we're going to see a lot of change. So that's why they went into that. Also, my understanding is that they wanted you to replace Cortana with the voice recognition engine that Neuros uses. That is interesting because this is where it comes down to us. I hope that we will be finally be able to have these Neuros voices on Microsoft that we don't have to pay. That would be so
something
awesome.
Built in. Yeah.
Yes. And so these voices, either you'd be downloaded or that would be part of your Microsoft narrator.
Yeah. So I would love to have something that didn't, no offense. I use a PC too, guys, so don't yell at me, but narrator sucks.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I use the David voice and I was like, I hate David on there.
Yeah. Only time I use it is like I turn it on, I use it long enough to get NVDA downloaded, and then I never turn it on again because it's just awful. Everything about it sucks.
It is something I train everybody myself to use because, you know, NVDA and JAWS is not perfect. Sometimes it will crash and you're like, oh my God, what happened? And now I can just hit Control Windows Enter and then narrator pop up and it'll rescue me so I can get back those things back up. So
that's all I use it for. It's like my OS word, like button. That's what it is. It's like something bad is happening. Let me narrate to save the day, but then get out of here.
Well, the biggest problem I've had is with it is that I have had to redo so many Windows 10s because Microsoft likes this updating, and it doesn't tell you it's being updated because JAWS isn't up, NVDA isn't up, but it's updating. And people are like, something's wrong. I'm going to go ahead and turn it off, turn it back on, and they corrupt the registries, and I have to clean it all up. I just teach them. I said, don't ever do that. Hit the Control Windows Enter. And that's the beauty part of the Windows Narrator is that it works at the
end. Yeah,
true.
Before it boots up.
Usually, if I ever get to that point where I'm like, it should be talking, what's happening, I will, every single time I open Seeing AI and do the screen, like the text recognition, and just hold my phone in front of my freaking computer screen, I'm like, oh, that's what's happening. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the beauty part. But so I get it. I saw a lot of fear in people's eyes and on Twitter and all places. I even got people email me, oh my gosh, Microsoft is going to dump and we're not going to have voiceover voices. We're not going to have the Neuros. They're going to like take it away from JAWS. And I'm thinking, no. I really think, guys, what's going on is that Microsoft just wanted the health aspect. Now, the Neuros voices and stuff, it's just a bonus gravy point. I think, of course, they're going to take advantage of. They own it. Put it in the Microsoft. Make the Cortana better. I don't. What do we come to love and using JAWS, NVDA, or even iOS voiceover voices, or the Mac OS voiceover voices? We're going to still have those voices. So I can only hope that Microsoft doesn't put it in a corner and let it just decay and die out. I want more research and more voices than Sappy Six or whatever the next one is.
Yeah, I feel like with the price tag, with the price they paid for it, they're probably not going to let it sit in the corner.
I don't know, $19 billion,
if I remember that correct. That's a lot of money for
$19.7 billion.
That's a lot of money.
But but that's not where they make the money though. It's not on the Neuros voices.
But you know, there's going to be some bunch of nerds there that are just like, hey, this is cool. Look what I made this thing do. That's what I'm hoping for. Even if like Microsoft doesn't have official, like in their mission statement plans for big things to happen, I hope that enough nerds hang out there on their lunch breaks making it do.
Over at Microsoft, too.
True. What are your thoughts, Randy?
Well, I hear that people really want to have other voices, you know, prominently, and we know who they are. We know what voices people really want to have on their iPhones, and we know. And they're it's like good luck with this, and this is people who want to have certain voices on their phone, and they're trying to do a public outcry to Microsoft and setting up these different voices, and nobody's going to care. Nobody cares about that right now.
It's like
good luck with that.
You right? never get enough. It's like I never get enough kind of a talk, and it's like, are you kidding me? I am just blessed to have the voices we have, and it seems like it's never enough. I want new voices. I want new voices. I hear that all the time. But do we have new voiceover voices? It's like, okay, guys, I get it, but you can only have so many damn voices, okay?
I use Samantha.
See? But you know what? They improved Samantha from last year.
That's fine.
So they can, as long as they improve on it, I'm okay with that.
As long as it reads my screen to me and it sounds mostly normal, I'm good.
Well, it's ironic, and I think it's a coincidence, because a month before they purchased Neurons, there was a survey, and I was one of those people they reached out for a survey. What are your thoughts about voices that you use on Microsoft? What voices would you like to see? And I was like, that's kind of an odd thing to send out surveys about. Are we happy with the Sappy 5 voices? And look, Lord behold, a month later they bought Neurons. It makes me wonder, they kind of knew they were going after this, and they're trying to like get everybody a heads up, like start looking into what we can do with these things. And what was the other day that Microsoft made a 5-year commitment and beefing up more accessibility and disabilities with Microsoft Office and Work and things? I thought, wow, this is
good.
So I think the bottom line here is, and the reason I brought this up, I don't think anybody has to worry about it. I think this is good news. Some people said this is terrible news. This is going to destroy the industry. And I was like, no, I don't think you understand. A lot of people think that Microsoft is going to buy this and it's going to go to waste. I get that. And they have done that to several products. However, they've been so big and staunch on the accessibility and voices, I really think they're going to take advantage of this, and I think we're going to see nothing but good things out of this in the future. But anywho, that is it, guys. That will do the AppleViz April for 2021. There was a lot there. As always, I appreciate you two coming on. You guys got anything new?
Yeah, I do.
To report? Yes. Yeah, you did to this A-Lady, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
Remember when I did this A-Lady demonstration? I said, you guys...
Yes, that didn't work for us.
Yeah, it was, what time is it? And it just failed miserably, and it was a big joke and everything. But honestly, on my Echo devices, it was a real big issue. You'd say, what time is it? And she would say, you know, something like with a joke. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, working on it. My supervisors are standing by, or some stupid thing. And then she would say that, you know, the time is, you know, whatever time it was. And it apparently I'm one of the few people.
Yes.
So I got.
You're the only people.
I sent out a demonstration on Twitter, and you know they said, well, we don't get this. We don't get this. We don't have this on our systems. And some people, you know, they did see this, and so I started experimenting. So if you get some weird issue where you can't get the time from the A-Lady, don't ask a question. Tell her. So if you ask her the question, she'll come back with a smart aleck answer, and she'll say these weird jokey things.
So how do you say it? So how do you say it?
I was getting to that. So you just say, A-Lady, time, and that's it. Then she'll give you the perfect time every time.
Ah.
So you don't ask her a question, you give her a command.
Yep.
And she'll give you a smart remark if you don't ask a question.
Mm-hmm. And okay. I wish all people were like that. Tell them what you want. Don't
ask. I command you to give me the time.
Because the older I get, I give commands now. I don't ask, I take.
Now, see, last month, Mike, we were making fun of him because he kept saying all this. And I said, what? And we were like, what are you talking about? And he did this demonstration, and each time she never would give this smart aleck remark. And I said, I even need a demo. Oh, let me try that. Alexa, time.
The time is 10:14 p.m.
See? She won't give me the
time. Enjoy your night.
Thank you.
But if you would add... Oh.
Yeah, she does it all the time. But see, I just gave her a command, and still, I don't see what you're getting at. I'm not getting the same result.
Ask what time is it?
Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 10:15 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Okay, listen to mine. Alexa, what time is it?
What in the heck?
Is that like a weird, like a setting thing?
No.
Maybe like you accidentally flipped a switch somewhere. It was like, be annoying.
Mm-mm. No.
I can never, I use that weird time thing all day, every day. I've never gotten that, ever.
Well, you can see it's real now.
That is obnoxious, though. I hate that.
I'm starting to think it's not a real A-lady over there.
What do you think it's like?
So you're using that. Wait.
You think it's like made soup up? Drinker?
It's fake. It's fake. You're making this up, man. Fake.
This has been hacked.
Okay. All right. So somehow. Is that a real Echo or Echo Dot?
Yeah,
would you get by that from some kind of knockoff website? What are you doing?
Okay, sure. Yes.
Is it a third party?
No, it's the Echo Studio.
I wonder. I can't see any reason why it'd be any different with the ant.
No, it isn't. Studio. It happens everywhere in my home.
You have a Dot at home, so you can ask?
I've got everything at home. I've got, you know, rear speakers built from Sonos. I've got a Dot. I've got a fourth generation.
Of those give you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're having this ongoing debate. It's gone 2 months in a row. I am curious, folks. If you guys get this result the same as Randy does, please email at unleash@applevis.com. We want to hear about it, or call us on our voicemail number at 1-816-774-1668. I am curious.
Dear Applevis guys, Randy is nuts.
Yeah, just text me. Just let me know if you don't get it. We'll just do a tally. Yeah, you know?
We're 100. Trying to figure out. I have a question. Randy, do you believe the earth is flat, or is it...
Of course I do.
Okay, I was just making sure. I was trying to get a baseline to figure this out.
I'm going to say it to all Minecraft users: the Earth is really square.
Oh,
yeah, and the moon landing never existed.
The moon's not real.
There's no such thing.
The moon landing never existed.
How can you land on Swiss cheese?
And to top it off, you know, this new Department of Defense, they released those videos, those aliens videos. Did you guys see that? Where they like all the upside down pyramids and everything is floating above the destroyer and weird things, the nuclear plants. I was like, wow. But here's the kicker, though. I keep asking my kids, I said, why is it that I asked them, I said, how's the video quality? Terrible. I said, why is it the Department of Defense, you would think the destroyer would have like the world's awesome camera system, everything, airplanes, aircraft, air jets, and they come up with this really distance, kind of a fuzzy, blurry picture.
Well, to be fair,
here we go.
I will point out, because my old job, and maybe things are different in 2019. I know, okay, I won't lie to you guys. I love this kind of stuff. We get into like cryptids and aliens. I'm in. But a lot of the sensors, like the FLIR, the forward-looking infrared sensor on a lot of the fighter jets and things like that, because my job, we used to call in airstrikes, and so we communicated with the fighter pilots and all that kind of stuff. A lot of their stuff isn't just normal spectrum vision. They use a lot of other things, infrared, things like that, and we could designate target with a laser set to a certain frequency, and their bombs would only pick up, they would ignore literally everything except that frequency and only see that, nothing else. So while yes, those destroyers probably have all kinds of super fancy stuff, it usually doesn't work like your eyeballs.
So
it's not just visible light.
They use different spectrum because that way it's more precise, more accurate.
Less
collateral damage, per se, or
because like all those, Tesla cars, anything that has the driverless technology, how they're always crashing at dawn and dusk more often than not, it's because that's where the temperatures are starting to even out, and like the things get confusing. So you have to have, they have all these other types of sensors. So probably if it was anything like it was when I was in the military, there's probably some dork out there on the deck with a video camera or an iPhone in his hand. Like, what's that thing? He's filming it with his phone. That's probably what happened.
And that would come out crappy. But anyway, exactly. I was like, oh, wow. So there was interesting news out there this month, guys.
It's
so
fun.
Have people describe it to you. So
go listen to last podcast on the left. They talk all about it.
Yeah. Well, I can't because it's only on Spotify. Sorry.
It is. You can get it for free, though.
I can.
But I will just say 18 and over only. That show is a lot sometimes.
It's heavy. Okay. Yes. I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that. I'm all right with that. I mean, here's a guy that loves Pulp Fiction. I absolutely love that movie. My wife hates it because it's so filthy. It's like, oh, man, but that's what makes it so good. But anywho, thank you, guys. It's so good to have all of us back together.
I agree.
Thank you for giving us a listen, guys, and till next time.
Feel free to contact the Appleverse Unleashed team with feedbacks, tips, or questions at unleashed@appleverse.com or call 1-816-774-1668. This Appleverse podcast has been brought to you by the community of appleverse.com. For the latest in sources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.appleverse.com.